com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Look who's dancing now. Kansas and North Carolina advanced yesterday to join Villanova and Duke in New Orleans next weekend. Jayhawks trailed by 6 before outscoring Miami 47-15 in the second half of a 76-50 rout of the Hurricanes. Ochai Agbaji scored 18 points but says they still have 2 games to go.
I'm just proud of my team. I'm just proud of, obviously, Coach Self. It's great for the program and the university. But, you know, we're not done yet, and I'm not satisfied yet with this. I know my teammates aren't either.
Meanwhile, 8th seed North Carolina snatched the glass slippers off the feet of this year's Cinderella team, 15th seed St. Peter's, 69-49. After storming out to a 38-19 halftime lead. The outcome creates a Tobacco Road semifinal with Arch Duke, who they'll be playing in the final weekend with head coach Mike Krzyzewski. Tar Heels and Blue Devils have never played in each other in the NCAA tourney, and much less the Final Four. This is SRN Sports. On the hardwood, Suns wrap up home court advantage throughout the NBA playoffs last week, but it's not slowing them down. Devin Booker scored 35 points. Chris Paul added 19. Phoenix notches its 8th straight win in a row, 114-104 over the 76ers. Joel Embiid with 37 points, 15 boards for Philly. Celtics coast to their 6th straight win, 134-112 over the Timberwolves. Jason Tatum delivering 34 points. Jaylen Brown added 31, along with 10 rebounds. Knicks beat the Pistons, 104-102. Alec Burks hit a 3-pointer in the final minute, finishing off Detroit with a last-second steal. R.J. Barrett led New York with 21 points. Wizards beat the Warriors 123-115. Pelicans 116-108 over the Lakers. Luka Doncic scored 32 points as the Mavericks 114, Jazz 100. And the Hornets beat the Nets. Final score 119-110. This is SRN Sports.
Terry's Colorado Home Supply and Ace is ready to help you this spring. They are fully stocked with soil, mulch, seed, and fertilizer. You'll find savings on select products throughout the store when you use your Ace Rewards card. Save $20 with your Ace Rewards card on Craftsman 12-gallon wet or dry vacuum. See more items on sale at terrysace.com. Ace knows the power of steel. Terry's Colorado Home Supply and Ace, open 7 days a week. Your 7 a.m. news is brought to you by Terry's Colorado Home Supply and Ace Store, located at 525 Navajo Trail Drive, Pagosa's most unique home store.
Celebrate springtime in the Rockies at Terry's Colorado Home Supply and Ace. They bring us our news on this Monday, March 28th. A very good morning, everyone. And we're watching a storm system move in to the West Coast, California, getting some much-needed moisture, and that's headed our way tomorrow and Wednesday. Right now we're checking in at 25 degrees here on Wolf Hill, a bit warmer at Stevens Field. It's 31 degrees there with partly cloudy skies, and it's fair 28 at Wolf Creek Pass right now. We'll get to the news and check on our weather in detail shortly. A wildfire south of Boulder forcing nearly 20,000 people to flee, listed as 35% contained by yesterday afternoon. It went from 25 to 35% contained in the daytime yesterday. The fire ignited on Saturday, burned to within 1,000 yards of homes on the west end of Boulder. A quick initial attack combined with all the fuels mitigation treatments that they've used in that area is how it was handled with such success. Fire crews were also able to use aircraft to fight the fire, laying down lines of fire retardant near homes in the rolling hills south of the town of Boulder. The evacuation area reduced, and the fire crews continue to work as it burned dormant trees and dry grass not far from where a late December fire pushed by strong winds burned over 9 square miles. And that fire burning protected wildland near the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Authorities calling it the NCAR fire because its cause is yet unknown. Officials have found the spot where it was believed to have started. And the evacuation area, again, reduced quite a bit. In fact, most people are returning home. Healthcare workers, child protection workers, code enforcement officers, and other public facing but unelected workers can now get another layer of protection under a new law signed by Governor Jared Polis last week. House Bill 1041 allows those workers to withhold their full name and home address from the internet if they attest to being at risk of imminent and serious threats. Or to use modern terms, the law seeks to cover them if they fear they're vulnerable in the cases of doxing, where people post addresses and phone numbers on the internet or use the information to harass victims. This bill is a follow-up to a 2021 law that specifically allowed public health workers to ask that their personal information be redacted from publicly available government databases. The 2021 bill also made it a misdemeanor for people to post that information if it poses an imminent threat to public health workers. This bill does not do that. Both bills did pass with bipartisan support, though. And workers protected in the bill are just carrying out responsibilities laid out by public officials. If they do it in an objectionable way, residents can still go to the government offices to seek redress, just not their homes. And during hearings on the bill, some people asked why those public-facing workers can get extra privacy but not other public-facing workers or normal citizens. And the bill is a starting point, the legislators are saying, a starting point for conversations about more universal privacy protections for all Coloradans. Children's advocates urging lawmakers to extend school meals for all. And numerous studies have shown that when children are given healthy food, they do better in school and stay healthier overall. And Eric Gladys will tell us more. Good morning.
Federal COVID relief funds that helped expand access to school meals for all kids, regardless of their ability to pay, are set to expire in June, and children's advocates are urging Colorado lawmakers to make that investment permanent. Ashley Whelan with Hunger Free Colorado says in addition to reducing child hunger and food insecurity, a new bill making its way through the legislature will give food producers across the state access to a reliable customer base and fair prices for their goods.
It has some funding for school districts to purchase healthy local food from our Colorado ranchers and our Colorado farmers and make sure that we're investing back into our state as we're investing in food for children.
Some critics of Senate Bill 87 argue that free meals could create government dependency, with others concerned about costs. Whelan notes the projected cost would be less than 1/3 of 1% of the state's budget. She adds, when kids can access healthy, nutritious food, they do better in school and are less likely to need assistance as adults because they're better equipped to get jobs that pay a living wage. Many Colorado school districts that made meals available to all students last year saw upwards of 20% more kids getting meals. Proponents say removing application requirements and cash registers from cafeterias gives educators more time to focus on learning. Whelan says the program can also put an end to lunch line shaming that low-income kids experience.
They feel shamed and stigmatized when they have to get in the lunch line and show a card. We've had families who testified at the committee that their child came home with a number written on their arm of what the family owed the school for school meals.
She says the program should help families struggling with Colorado's rising cost of living by ending school lunch debt. The measure also aims to address workforce shortages by increasing pay for staff that prepare and serve meals and offers resources to move away from prepackaged and processed foods. SB 87 cleared the Senate's Education Committee with bipartisan support and is now under review by Appropriations. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Thank you, Eric. And it is 13 past. The Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett urging President Joe Biden to extend the pause on student loan repayment, interest, and collections until December 31st, 2022. As the U.S. economy continues to recover from the pandemic. In his letter, Bennett also asks President Biden to work with leaders of both parties to develop long-term solutions to the U.S. student loan debt crisis. According to the Department of Education, about 773,000 Coloradans were approximately $28.5 billion in federal student loan debt. Nationwide, the pause on the payments have helped 41 million borrowers save $5 billion each month. As college tuition continues to rise at historic rates, Bennett is urging the president to do more to ease the financial burden many borrowers experience, especially those of color and first-generation borrowers as well. And after much anticipation, a bipartisan group of state lawmakers and district attorneys joined Governor Jared Polis at the Capitol last week to introduce legislation aimed at addressing the rise in fentanyl overdose deaths in Colorado. They propose increasing penalties for people who manufacture, sell, or distribute the powerful synthetic opioid, while requiring people convicted of certain crimes involving fentanyl to undergo addiction treatment as a condition of probation. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment recorded 1,757 total drug overdose deaths among Colorado residents in 2021, and the state data for this year not yet finalized, or for this year so far, let's say. But according to the Vital Statistics Program, that's the highest number in recent history, and it represents a 19% increase from 2020. So we went from 1,477 up to 1,757 deaths from opioids and overdose. 16 past, let's get to our forecast. As we look at partly cloudy skies outside, it's 25 degrees and 31 degrees over at Stevens Field, 28 degrees in the high country with clouds just on the border of the four corners heading our way. And right now Los Angeles and Southern California and a good part of California are getting some much needed moisture, so good thing for them, and it's headed our way. So let Jim explain this forecast, brought to you by Buckskin Towing and Repair. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, everyone. We have two big storms to deal with this week. The first one will be bringing in widespread moisture starting tonight. It'll be a few thunderstorms in the evening and then some mix of rain and snow overnight, and continuing a mix of rain, snow, and a few thunderstorms Tuesday, tapering off somewhat on Wednesday, but then after a little bit of a lull, maybe 12 hours, from Thursday on through Monday, we get another widespread.
Moving parts that lack proper lubrication create friction, which in turn creates heat. Maintaining clean and sufficient oil levels is the solution to preventing too much friction and overheating of your engine, as well as increasing your fuel economy. Call Buckskin Towing and Repair today to get scheduled for maintenance. 970-264-2500, or stop by the shop at 1435 East Highway 160. Buckskin Towing and Repair, Pagosa's Automotive Professionals. This 7 a.m. weather update brought to you by Buckskin Towing and Repair, your local automotive experts. 264-2500.
Good afternoon, everyone. Well, we've got two really big storms to deal with this week. The first one. Good morning, everyone. We have two big storms to deal with this week. The first one will be bringing in widespread moisture starting tonight. It'll be a few thunderstorms in the evening and then some mix of rain and snow overnight, and continuing a mix of rain, snow, and a few thunderstorms Tuesday, tapering off somewhat on Wednesday, but then after a little bit of a lull, maybe 12 hours, from Thursday on through Monday, we get another widespread outbreak of precipitation.
Get the inside scoop on weather happenings across the region with the Day Weather Podcast to get the inside story on what is really happening with weather patterns and climate across the Rockies and High Plains. It's not just a forecast, but also the nuts and bolts of what is going on with the weather and why. The Day Weather Podcast will give you insights on what drives our weather and climate without the hype and misrepresentation so common today. Find the Day Weather Podcast on iTunes, dayweather.com, and many other podcast platforms.
Created in America for those who build, feed, and protect our nation, Boot Barn now carries an expanded selection of Hawks USA wedge work boots constructed in the U.S. with full grain leather that won't crack, tear, or a Goodyear welt construction for longevity, and the Hawks ground support insoles that will drastically increase your comfort. This boot is built for purpose. Unrivaled utility, Hawks USA wedge.
Okay, I think we got the gist of that anyway. It's 20 past, and the current temperature is 26 degrees here on Wolf Hill with fair skies, partly cloudy skies. And a story about cloud seeding is teams of cloud seeders are keeping watch, looking at the right conditions to make snow. The temperature, moisture levels, wind conditions have to be just right, though. Up to 25 of them all at a given time can get out there and start seeding. And they've invented that, they did invent that in the 1940s. It's been used in Colorado since the 70s. The basic process and technology improving over the years, and the practice gaining some momentum. And the super chilled water vapor combined with the iodine and the agitation of those super chilled water particles causing them to freeze inside the cloud and then form snowflakes. And the airplane's now doing some of the work as they fly right through the clouds. And the end result, up to a 12% increase in snowfall from a particular storm. The key is we need that storm, and that enables the cloud seeding. We've had a fairly decent snow year, normal anyway, we'll call it. And the basin snowpack right now is looking like it's dropped back with the mild temperatures and the thawing. We dropped back to 93% in the San Juan, San Miguel, Dolores River Basin, and we're at 97% on the east side of the pass in the Rio Grande Basin, and the Gunnison still slightly above normal at 104%. And looking at the San Juan River through town, it's really picked up with that warm air that we had over the weekend. We're in the upper quartile now, flowing through town at 616 cubic feet per second. And that's it's pretty high, actually, for this time of year. We may see it drop back with cooler temperatures, but it's been showing that thaw cycle each day and increasing. The maximum was back in 1960 at 952. The minimum in 1964 was only 59. And at 22:30, we'll get to Daybreak Ag News. Good morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone. It's time for today's Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordlund. As Russia's war on Ukraine continues, world leaders are very concerned with the impact that the conflict will have on world hunger. U.S. policymakers are moving early to cushion this expected increase in world hunger, and President Biden acknowledged the problem last week at the NATO summit held in Brussels.
Yes, we did. So talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example.
USDA is reducing its forecast for Black Sea region wheat estimates. Ukraine's wheat exports have been cut by 4 million tons to 20 million in the 2021 through 22 marketing year, while Russia's wheat sales are expected to be 3 million tons lower at 32 million. In the wake of increased world hunger, USDA estimated around 1.2 billion people were food insecure last year alone, a 32% increase from 2020. Biden said both the U.S. and Canada will need to play an increased role in providing wheat to the world, and other nations will also need to lift restrictions on exporting food to countries in need.
Urging all the European countries and everyone else to end trade restrictions on limitations on sending food abroad.
The U.S. has already committed $1 billion to Ukraine for humanitarian assistance, which also includes food. We'll be right back. Ranchers, if you want cattle with maternal performance backed by genetics with maternal integrity, join Hool Dangus for their 6th annual production sale Saturday, April 2nd, 1 p.m. at the Ranch, Haber, Montana. Selling 50 densely muscled yearling Angus bulls along with 17 registered bred cows, featuring a strong offering of OCC and emulation bloodlines that produce functional, fertile females of moderate size that hold up in tough conditions. Bid online at FrontierLiveSale.com. The Hool Dangus sale Saturday, April 2nd. Visit HoolDangus.com for more.
This is Jeff Van Tevenage, CEO of Columbia Grain International. All of us here at Columbia Grain respect our communities, our relationships, our responsibilities, and our youth. From sharing community giving meals to sponsoring high school basketball tournaments, we recognize and support youth community sports in the areas we serve. Sports, like farming, builds character, teamwork, the value of hard work, and the dedication to win. Visit us at ColumbiaGrain.com to learn about our Cultivating Hometown Support Youth Sports programs.
We're turning back this morning. No one is going to complain about the nice calving conditions we are having across much of Western Ag Network country. When you don't even have to wear long johns during calving season, that can be a good thing. But we all know that it's truly a bad thing as a lack of moisture just continues and drought is on the top of all of our minds. And USDA's March 1 cattle on feed report that came out last week had placements up 9% from last year at 1.85 million head, while cattle on feed were up 1% from last year at 12.2 million head. We all know that means there's more females, replacement heifers in particular, going to the feedlots. The January 1 beef replacement heifer supply was the smallest since 2014 at 5.6 million head, and feed yard inventories on January 1st included 39% heifers. Smaller herd means better prices, but only for those that can retain their herd. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
Thank you, Lane. And global stocks mostly higher, oil prices falling today after Shanghai went into a nine-day semi-lockdown. Benchmarks higher in Paris, Frankfurt, Hong Kong, and Shanghai, lower in Tokyo and Seoul. And Shanghai went into this nine-day semi-lockdown as China's economic growth already was slowing. This extreme measure could worsen unemployment, sap consumer demand, and further complicate already snarled global supply chains. But the composite was up 0.1%. And those are some lingering concerns over the pandemic and the war in Ukraine and inflation, kind of clouding the outlook. And the Japanese yen dipped to a seven-year low. The Bank of Japan kept its benchmark at an ultra-low minus 0.1%. The dollar trading at 124.55 yen late today in Tokyo. And the euro at $1.981. And the trend probably will continue in terms of the dollar strength. And Nikkei dropping 0.7%. Oil prices volatile and energy prices high. The Russia oil is the second largest in terms of crude exports and led by Saudi Arabia and Russia. There's also an alliance that has the capacity to increase oil output if possible and bring the crude prices down. Benchmark U.S. crude right now falling almost $4.50 to $109.41 a barrel. So there's our business news. This portion of our news brought to you by Pagosa Springs Medical Center.
Your heart deserves special care, and here